All right, everyone, it's Grimm's Hentai Corner. We are back with Funbag Fantasy. Try to bring you every week. Why not? It's a lot of them. You gotta go through a lot of stuff here. There's like so many. And just in Loot's game. And I mean, Loot's game goes on several parts. It's not just Funbag Fantasy and then Funbag Fantasy 2. Well, there is, but all the side stories, like, they're all Loot. Like, they did a whole fucking series of Loot. And then, of course, there's 2 and 3 and 4, and those are different stories. But we're doing all the Loot stuff. Because Loot, he's fucking great. I like him as a character, and he's only going to get more interesting as we go on. I handed the message over as soon as I arrived at Lingobard. The way the receiver looked at me was a bit unnerving. Is I really that ugly? Shemsiel never showed up when I was on the road. She's probably flying around aimlessly like she usually does. Even rushing my horse, I didn't reach Bone until dusk. From afar, I could barely see any lights. The bell that marked that last prayer had already rung. Everyone probably retired with the sunset. Around town, there was a strange smell that hung in the air. There was no foot traffic, and I couldn't see any candles in windows. This is the first time I'd walked through here at night. If Madelise hadn't readied a room for me, I probably would have spent my time outside more often. I felt relieved and elated at the same time. Shamsiel was probably in my room. I'd see her when I got there. Then there was Roxanne. Despite being exhausted, I felt a twinge of desire welling up within me. The castle was already fast asleep. The guards were already snoozing after their boring shifts, and it wasn't like anyone would attack this castle. I was pretty sleepy, too. My body ached as well, but I needed to make my report before I went to bed. You took your time. Both of them were awake, waiting. We wasted candles on you. My apologies. This is the message from Lingobard. Okay then, you may leave. By your leave. I left the prefect's room. I suddenly felt a presence. Someone was behind me. I turned around to find Roxanne. She should have been asleep. Was she waiting for me? I instantly felt a surge of emotion. I was happy. If only Herbalyn was gone and this wasn't the castle, I would have embraced her. It had only been 2 days, but it felt longer. Roxanne! The second I called her name, she took my hand into hers. Sir Loot! Her eyes were long and lonely. Without answering, she pulled my hand and led me all the way to her room. Uh-oh. Madam, what are you? I was waiting for you. Me? I was counting each second for Sir Loot to come back. Roxanne! Please, Sir Loot. Yesterday and today, I couldn't be with you, and my breasts have been so swollen. Huh? Please, milk me. Well, what about your maid? It has to be you, Sir Loot. Roxanne came closer to me. Well, it's late. Tomorrow we could... Do you dislike me? Uh-oh. Ah! If you dislike me, I won't force you. But I had no words. Actually, it was quite the opposite. Of course I don't dislike you. Sir Loot! Roxanne moved in to embrace me. I tried to stop her with my words. But you're... Don't say any more. I may be married, but I may as well have no husband. Do you know why I don't have any children? In the beginning, he seemed obsessed with me, but he soon found out that I had no assets. He only married me because I was the daughter of lower nobility. Please, even if it's only out of pity, milk my breasts, Madame Roxanne. Even if it's only just tonight, warm up my lonely evening. Don't leave me alone. It was a plea from the heart. Love and knighthood go hand in hand. However, that love could not be a sexual one. At least, that was the idea. In reality, I took Roxanne by the hand. Can you promise me you won't moan? So that means you need to relieve the pain in your breasts, right? Yes. Roxanne's eyes sparkled. What was I doing? Where did I think this was going to lead me? What if the prefect was awake and waiting for this chance? Still, my raging passions and desires had complete control over me. I felt a deep longing and affection for Roxanne after being away from her. I wanted her. I wanted her right then and there, just as she wanted me. Well, take off your clothes. Roxanne listened obediently. Yes, Sir Lute. The clothes off. This time, I was directly facing her. When I milked her before, it was from behind. I never had the opportunity to see her bare tits. But now I was front and center. Large areolas surrounded her stiff, sexy nipples, and the breasts themselves were bulging with milk. The twins that had been laid bare before me were truly a bounty to behold. Let me see something for a second, guys. I know you hate when I do this, but let me look at that. Don't think it's gonna let me do that. Nope. Hold on, maybe there's more. VGM mode, CG mode, nah. I'm not seeing anything. This game's a little old, so it might not have all the new features that some do. The twins that had been laid bare before me were truly a bounty to behold. They were massive, plump, heavy, dense, and ever so erotic. If I had been able to experience breasts like this, I may have lost my virginity a long time ago. Well, now you've seen my breasts, Sir Lute. Roxanne sounded somewhat embarrassed. My desire throbbed at the sight of her shame. Are they too big? No, they're the size I love. I'm glad. Your breasts are truly beautiful, madam. Call me Roxanne. Shall we, Miss Roxanne? Yes. You have some truly wonderful breasts. Teehee, did you learn how to handle breasts at the Knight Academy? No. Well, how about we practice then? You need to squeeze with both hands. Yes, Miss Roxanne. Squeeze them firmly. Yes, but please don't be loud. Put a sock in her mouth or something. Or take the thing she took off and put it in her mouth. Yes, I'll try my best. Roxanne thrust her breasts out as if she had been waiting for this moment. Oh, you're too loud. Madam! I'm sorry, it's just when milk comes out, I... It's a squish. Rip. Miss Roxanne, lower your voice. Okay. Roxanne was trying her hardest as I gripped her explosive melons like a hawk. Milk spurted all over with each contortion as I smashed those soft, creamy tits with both of my hands. Roxanne's body shook after each spurt and squeeze. Your breasts are sensitive, Miss Roxanne. No, it's just when you squeeze them, Sir Lute. I feel it to my body's core. You're lying. Sing, Sir Lute. Roxanne's bust continued to shake as she tried to hold her voice. It was as though she was turning her pleasure inward to avoid crying out. The sight made me even hornier. They were truly amazing boobs. Just squeezing them alone almost brought me to climax. If I knew it was this good, I should have got my hands on some tits sooner. Sir Lute! Well, yeah, you guys get it, right? You really do have huge breasts, Miss Roxanne. Yes, do you not like large breasts? I love them. That makes me happy. Squeeze harder. Through my fingers and into my palms, her milk flowed as I squeezed and massaged. My breasts are... they're so big. Sir Luke, my voice is... These are such great boobs. I gripped onto her intensely as I said that. That's so... My breasts are... As I milked her, her naked body trembled with an erotic appeal. Will you come again from this? That's coming just from my breasts. Don't. If you squeeze so hard, I'll... My voice. But if I don't squeeze, you won't release your milk. But... I wrapped both hands around her tits like ropes I clenched and squeezed for her nipple nectar. Nipple nectar? My breasts are gonna squirt. Keep your voice down. Squish. I can't hold it in anymore. How about this? I enveloped her meaty melons with my devious hands, causing her dirty breast milk to spray wildly. Sir Luke, you're squeezing so hard. You have so much milk, you're incredible, Miss Roxanne. Squeeze my breasts more. Squeeze out all my milk. I can't. My voice is... Sir Luke, my breasts, I'm coming! Such a dirty madam. Using all the strength of my body, I pressed and prodded with my fingers to get every last drop of milk out of her. Well, he's gonna hear that. My breasts are... My breasts... I'm coming! Uh-oh. Flinch. Once again, Roxanne's naked body trembled. Her boobs shook in spurts as they continued to erupt, locked within my grip. It was then that Roxanne reached climax. Oh, no. Prefect's gonna say, "What's going on in here?" He knows. My breasts are... Roxanne's bare body quaked with each spurt of milk. Seeing that she could orgasm with just a little tit play, I wanted to do more to her. No, you didn't. No, you don't, Luke. Miss Roxanne, you came just from breasts. I can't believe I've... such incredible breasts. Milk is still leaking out. Well, it looks like we need to squeeze some more. This time, suck on them. Please, don't make me beg anymore. Roxanne grabbed me by the arm. She had once again given me a blatant sexual request. I could at least say that squeezing her boobs was just helping her, but I couldn't lie my way out after sucking them. But my mind was made up. I couldn't just refuse such a humble request. Instead of answering with words, I just dug my fingers in deeper. Oh, you're such a bad madam. Well, I want you to suck on me. My milk. Suck my milk out, please. Roxanne's body jerked and twisted. Turning to me, she thrust forth her bountiful meat. Oh, Miss Roxanne. I didn't have a chance to resist as she put all of her weight into me. I fell down with a thud. Roxanne was on all fours just above my body. Uh-oh. It was an amazing view. Her overdeveloped, milk-laden breasts hung straight down and lewdly swayed side to side. What an erotic sight. They were like fruits waiting to be plucked from the vine. The way they hung in front of me, they reminded me of a cow's teats. Please, Sir Luke. Don't say you can't just suck them. Roxanne was basically forcing her nipple into my face. Oh, to have tits on my face. It's great. My desire began to boil. There's no way I could refuse. I'd already become a knight to temptation. I've wanted to suck these tits ever since I first saw them. Driven by instinct, I stretched my neck forward and eagerly began to suck on this married woman's nipples. I smacked my lips and pulled away. Roxanne let out another moan. Miss Roxanne! But I... If you can't keep it down, I can't keep sucking. I will, just please. Keep sucking my breasts. You absolutely cannot scream. I know. Chomp. Miss Roxanne! I'm sorry, it just feels so good. You really love having your breasts worked over, don't you? Do you hate me now? No, I'm in love with you. I like women with sensitive breasts. Oh, that makes me happy. Keep going, please. Oh, I purposely made noises each time I latched onto her. I positioned myself so that I could watch as her tits stretched and bounced back. Up. I can't. My voice. Shmup. More. Do it more. Your breasts are so amazing, Miss Roxanne. Are they the largest of all bone? Some would jeer, and instead of calling me madam, they called me maid of milking. That's disrespectful to such amazing breasts. Sir Luke, suck it more. Drink my milk. Smoo. Glug, gulp, gulp. Huh? You're really drinking my milk. Sir Luke. Ah. Suck them more. Roxanne's cheeks blushed with the sheer pleasure she gazed at me. The milk was still flowing. Sir Luke, suck the other breast too. Don't tease me by doing just one. You're dirtier than I thought. Oh. Weird sounds in this. Ah, Sir Luke. Glug, glug, gulp, gulp. This one too, drink it up. Come on. Sir Luke, drink more. More of my milk. Shmup. Yes. Shmup, glug, glug, gulp, gulp, shmup. It's weird sounds, right? Sir Luke. Luke, my breasts there. Shmup, gulp, gulp. I can't hold my voice. I'm going to, again, just from my... You're gonna come? How lewd. Jamal. Now she's screaming. Miss Roxanne. I'm sorry, but my breast feels so good, but I think I need... Roxanne grabbed my arm. She had a dreamy and passionate look in her eyes. My pants were already tight from the feeling of sucking on her. Suckling on her, rather. It took everything I had to hold back. Oh, Sir Lute, you're in pain. Roxanne was well aware of my erection. Oh, it's so swollen. It's your fault, Miss Roxanne. Oh, then I'll make you feel better. I need some more milk before that. Slurp. Slurp, gulp. He's just drinking out of her like she's a fucking beer bottle or something. I don't know. It's like she's a milk bottle. It's crazy. Slurp, gulp. Slurp. Switching back and forth, it's... Slurp. Yeah, Sir Lute. Should I keep going? Yes, more. Slurp. Man, some of these scenes are kind of long, guys. They're not really that exciting either. Gulp. Sir Lute. Okay, I mean, we get it. Roxanne grabbed my arm with a pleading look on her face. The motion pressed her body onto my penis. I can't hold back. Miss Roxanne, your breasts are delicious. I want more than just my breasts. Sir Lute, I want that. Roxanne looked to be on the verge of tears. So I felt like I had to torment her a little more. What do you mean by that? Oh, it's embarrassing. If you don't say it, I won't give you it. But that's so mean. So? Oh, you. So you don't want it? I want it. I want Sir Lute's. Then tell me straight. Oh, what should I? She's a woman of class. She feels bad about it. I won't put it in you. Oh, put it in. Put what in? Well, you know, your peak. Roxanne started to mumble as she tried to say it. Peak. Peak. Oh, it's embarrassing. Okay, I guess I don't have to stick it in. No, put it in me. Then say it. You know, your penis. It was like she was caught in a trap. I felt like a darkness had begun to stir within me. Roxanne had fallen into her carnal desires, and simultaneously I took my first step into taboo. I reached out to her ass and groped at her lusty flesh. Roxanne's eyes sparkled with excitement. That's Roxanne all the way, guys. Roxanne's eyes sparkled with excitement. I removed my underpants and pulled my dick out into the open. A woman's pleasure was the pleasure of the flesh. She had been ignored by her husband for who knows how long. How long had she been yearning? How long had she been desiring? And in that moment, that neglectful man was beneath me. With a deep and longing expression, Roxanne began to lower her hips. Uh-oh, they're fucking. My rod slipped between her gentle, long-neglected pussy lips. It felt moist and inviting as I slowly slipped in further. A pleasant moan leaked from Roxanne's lips. Shook. I had reached the end. Her vaginal walls greeted my penis with a warm and overdue welcome. She was completely drenched inside. Sir Lute! Roxanne's voice oozed with pleasure. With this, I completely crossed the line. That was the point of no return, no excuses. If we were seen at this moment, there'd be nothing I could say in defense. If the prefect had walked in, I'd be crucified and put on display in the town. But I still wanted her. I wanted the flesh of the madam. As she shook at the sensation of penetration, I grabbed both boobs again and began to slurp. Ah. Immediately, her eyes were wide open with delight. She quickly squinted, then shut and let out a violent moan. Miss Roxanne, well, you squeezed both my breasts so suddenly. How could I? You can't. What can I do? Jamal. Again, I latched onto both her tits and pulled them down with my mouth as I dominated her with each thrust of my hips. In tune with each slurp on her tits, her vagina pulsated in response, wrapping and tightening around my dick. She had such sensitive reactions. Also, this was her first taste of a man in some time. She was thrusting, begging for the sensation, and firmly latched onto my dick. Oh, this feels great! I couldn't resist moaning as I slurped on her tits. Simultaneously, I thrust in my hips upward, beating against her vaginal walls. Sir Luke, you're sucking at the same time. It's... Miss Roxanne, you're tightening up. It's because both at the same time. It... Roxanne shook her boobs as if to try to escape from my lips. Both were bouncing and jiggling with me still latched on. As they moved to the left and right, they looked even more luscious as they stretched from the pull of my mouth. Ah, Sir Luke, your mouth is my breasts. Chop, slurp. I'm gonna orgasm again. If you suck that hard. I'm gonna come too. Gulp, gulp, gulp. Sir Luke, you're drinking my milk again. I'm glad. Glug, gulp, gulp, schmulp. I ravaged her with my penis as I sucked down the milk from her bountiful explosive tits. Oh, was the only thing that... Miss Roxanne. I had suddenly become aware of her loud moans. I'm sorry, but I... Yeah, Miss Roxanne, you're gripping me. My breasts, your penises. Please, suck my breasts more with your penis. How does he suck her breasts with his penis? It doesn't make any sense. How you doing that? How you sucking her boobs with your penis? So what she fucking said, though. I fucked her with my full body thrusts and sucked fervorously on her tits. Ugh, I'm coming. Sir Luke, come inside me. I can't do that. A child. Uh-oh. It's fine. Please, I want your child, Sir Luke. What? I can feel the rapture and lust in her words, as if to express the same thing her pussy clenched harder than ever. Pull out. You know why we're pulling out, guys? Because it's going to lead to the Roxanne ending. Every part in the game, or every arc in the game, has an ending where you basically fall in love with the heroine and you live happily ever after. So if you want him to become like King of Bone and be with her and end the adventure, you can come inside her. But if not, we're gonna pull out. Let's see how good Luke's pull-out game is. Oh god, I'm gonna come. Sir Luke, in me. Schmop. I kept sucking fervently on her tits as I got closer to orgasm. Sir Luke, if you keep sucking like that, I'm going to... Me too, I'm... Sir Luke! Miss Roxanne,
Sir
Salute, my breast suck the more. Thrust inside while you suck. It's like, salute my breasts, your cock. Yeah! Roxanne's body began to converse. I pulled out quickly and covered her quaking body in my semen. My hot sludge had defiled a married woman. You bad man, you. Ah, salute! We had reached climax simultaneously. Both our bodies now quivered in ecstasy. The ejaculation consumed me with pleasure. Sucking on both her tits had only increased my arousal, and the amount of semen, it was more than... it was more than I released with her tit fuck. Salute, Miss Roxanne! Roxanne let out a long, drawn-out sigh. There was almost a sad look in her eyes. You didn't release it inside me. Sorry, but if you became pregnant... I would have been happy with Sir Lute's child. But what would people say about you? If it was your child, I wouldn't mind. Ever since I met you, I've... Roxanne didn't finish her words, but even still, I knew. I knew because I felt the same way. However, you gotta keep moving. This is a game. We don't just stop at the first heroine. We got to continue. This is a journey. This is a quest. At the time Lute Hen was finishing his ejaculation, Prefect... He's far from perfect. Prefect Herbalin was reviewing a message as he awaited the arrival of Madoise. Oh, Madoise. Sorry. Oh, Madoise, how was it? It went perfectly. They did it? Oh, did they ever? I could hear the energetic moans of your wife with my ear against the door. He was surely penetrating her. Ah, oh, at long last! The prefect's voice shook with excitement. For not one, but two chances to come. Shall we wait for the arrival of the prince? I cannot wait 3 days. Now is the time to act. The two both pushed on the door to the exit. Chaka 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 chaka. What's the matter? This is odd. Chaka 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 chaka. It won't open. How did you come in here then? When I entered, it opened fine. Oh, I want it open. Damn. Chaka. Chaka, chaka, chaka. Despite Madoise trying with all his might, the door stayed shut. Hey, why won't it open? Well, now, how should I know? Madoise put the weight of his body against the door, but the door wouldn't budge. Hey, is anyone out there? If you're holding it shut, open it now! Madoise yelled out, but there was only silence. Hey, guards! Guards, can anyone hear me? If you're awake, respond. Hey! It's me! The prefect! We're locked in, we can't leave! Do something! Hey! The two men shouted, but again there was no response. Madoise, this is bad. We may not make it in time. It'll be for naught if he goes back to his room. Damn, why won't this open? Metal Walls, push! I... Almost sound like they're trying to imitate a chainsaw. The prefect! I feel dizzy. You're pushing yourself too hard. Curses. We're letting our chance pass by. What sort of curse is this? Erboin raised a hand to the air and toppled backwards. Prefect! Metal Walls, in a panic, laid the prefect down on the bed. Fortunately, it would be all right. He let out an empty groan as he stared at the ceiling. Despite the turn of events, there was one who chuckled at the sight of the two fumbling with the door. It was Lute's loyal succubus, Shamsiel. She was watching their struggle the whole time. You dummies, I can't let you get to loot that easily. She giggled happily, yet wickedly. That door won't open, unfortunately. I made it so that it won't until Lute wakes up, so maybe you two should get some sleep, too. The trouble with the door was the succubus is doing, after all, as I thought. The work of a clever demon. She had done the same in her first encounter with Lute, and also made it so their voices could not be heard. Well, I guess I'll go see him now. I did such a good job, I should get a reward. Okay, and that's a good place to leave off for now. Obviously, Shamsiel is doing her magic, making it so that door can't open, and they are fighting to get that damn door open. And it's funny, the prefect toppled over backwards and he had to be laid on the bed. They were trying to get him in the act, but the succubus said, "No, this ain't happening." So now they're pretty upset. We'll see what happens when the first arc of Funbag Fantasy, or Keanu Fantasy if you like, concludes.